The NATO mission is important, it's effective, and it's still necessary in order to protect civilians. As long as threats remain, there's still a job to be done, and we will get that job done. The mission will continue in full compliance with the United Nations mandate for as long as it's needed, but not a day longer. It looks as if we're nearly there, but we're not there yet. In the last week, we've seen vivid reminders of where the threats are coming from. We've seen the grim pictures from Tripoli and the allegations of mass graves, executed prisoners, and a hospital full of dead patients. We've seen more reports of how the regime has been using mosques, schools, and marketplaces as shields for its weapons. We must make sure that these threats are gone and that they're gone for good, until civilians and cities in Libya are safe, so that the Libyan people can build a new future based on democracy, reconciliation, and the rule of law. Once NATO's job is done, it's for others to take over the lead in supporting Libya. We expect the United Nations to take the leading role, and we've already seen that it is doing so. NATO could support upon request. Last week, as you know, the North Atlantic Council agreed that any possible future supporting role for NATO must satisfy three criteria: a demonstrable need, a sound legal basis, and wide regional support. I must stress, though, that no decision's been taken, and the focus for now remains very much on getting the job done under the current mandate of the United Nations Security Council.